The Power FM Brekkie Show.
You know what? I absolutely love running, Chris.
You are a big runner.
It's one of my things that I enjoy the most. Even when I go on holidays, I make sure I bring the runners so I can hit the track.
Yeah.
Run a little bit along the beach or wherever I am.
Do you prefer your, because you do a lot of treadmill running. You've told me all about that. What do you prefer, treadmill or getting outdoors?
I'm not going to lie, treadmill.
Because you can watch your stories?
No, not so much that. I can regulate my speed more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've got like a clear digital display of exactly how fast you're running.
Exactly.
Do you find that I've never really properly ran on a treadmill? Actually, I don't think I've ever ran at all on a treadmill.
All right, well, there's the first. We need to knock that one on the head.
There you go. Do you reckon it's easier because the treadmill kind of does kind of some of the running for you?
Without a doubt.
Don't have any wind resistance
without
on a treadmill?
A doubt. Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Do you know how many times over the years I've gone up to Lake Wendouree? I'm like, all right, I'm going to knock out a run around the lake. Got there and go, it's way too windy. Go to the gym.
Yeah, I've learnt that riding my bike. Wind resistance is a killer.
Oh.
Well, you know what they've found, Jules, and this is perfect going into winter because I feel like a lot of people's healthy habits are going to get pushed to the wayside a little bit because of the weather.
It's cold, it's wet, I'm not going outside, I'm going to eat chips on the couch instead.
Research has proven that social runners, so people who run as part of some kind of group, are far more likely to keep it up and to motivate one another than people who just do it on their own.
That's cool. So like our run club that we started, what was September last year?
Ahead of Run Ballarat, it wasn't a great time of year. And we were running on a lot of crappy, miserable days. But we were only running on those days because we knew people were going to show up.
Yeah.
And we couldn't just not show up and have people front up to a lonely run club. So yeah, I can see it's easy to see how it works, how you can sort of motivate one another.
So that's the best way. If you are not a runner and you want to get into it, maybe start with a club. Or a couple of friends.
Yeah, get like a little running group together, you and a couple of other mates who maybe want to do it. Another interesting part of this, apparently non-active runners, so people that don't run so much and aren't so keen on it, motivate more so active runners, so the group of friends who run more. So let's say I'm a non-active runner, you're an active runner. Apparently I would motivate you more than vice versa.
How does that work?
I have no idea. It's so baffling. You know what I think it is? Everyone loves to be a winner. And I reckon the active runners are just out there dominating their friends around the track.
Right.
Like, yeah, let's do this again sometime.
Yeah.
There's a real big boost to their like confidence.
Gotcha. Yep, that makes more sense.
Maybe it's a little bit of that. But there you go, Jules. If you're going to do some laps of the lake this year, if you're planning to stay active through winter, get some friends on your side.
Get some friends on your side more likely to stick at it.
Get a run club together.
Well, because you don't want to let your friend down, do you?
Yeah.
If you feel like we'll both meet at Viewpoint at 7 a.m.
Yep.
And then if one of you rocks up and the other one can say, like, sorry, still in bed, I'm not coming.
And then that one can kick your bum. Say, no, get down here.
Exactly.
I'm down here. You know what we found another great motivator was for getting to the lake and running in our run club?
The cupcakes.
Free cupcakes. Yeah,
yeah. Really did work, didn't it?
If you can have cupcakes with your social run club, then that's just a sweet deal. The Power FM Brekkie Show.